Yeah. And yo, Black, it's time.
Word.
Bird's timing. It's time, man.
One order radio, since a 6 o'clock blitz.
I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm gonna make sure.
Warm it up, gang. 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 Warm it up, gang.
We are going to jump bird sound. Looking across the border. Cause we are clan body. You will come, we kill you already. And you and your fellow rap, there is no form of threat to we call. When it comes to lyrics, we have it. So,
time goes by, an eye for an eye. We in this together, son, your beef is mine. So long as the sun shines to light up the sky. We in this together, son, your beef is mine.
Clap at your soldiers, sober, that mean that is so killer.
I get money, 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 I get money,
I get money, I get it.
Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. It's your host, Supreme Freedom, a.k.a. Hard Body Dreams.
And get Guilty Black.
Well, let's not forget Digital.
We can't forget about DJ Digital. And you now tuning in to One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz. And today, my friends, we got some good old golden era hip hop for y'all.
Ooh, what we got today, Hard Body?
I mean, look, man, I don't know. You know, it's kind of like it's kind of like my man's Forrest Gump. You know, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get inside. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like the hazelnut, though. I need some hazelnut up in here.
Some of y'all like the hazelnut. Some of y'all like the Irish cream. Some of y'all like that French vanilla, huh?
Yeah, so there's a lot going on out here. You know what I mean? Don't wait up. You know what I'm saying?
Don't wait up, man.
Yeah, a lot of people going down. A lot of people going in. I heard T.G. Jakes is in hiding.
T.D. Jakes. I mean, I remember listening to T.D. Jakes and thinking, oh, man, you know, such a powerful speaker, you know. And that's what I'm saying. You can never take people on face value. You don't know what they're doing behind closed doors. You know what I mean?
Allegedly presumed innocent, right, until, you know, guilty, right?
Guilty.
You know, I mean,
I don't know about that for right? The black man in America. More like guilty until proven innocent. Let's just be real here.
Yeah. Well, that's the way they say it. It goes, right? You know, but yeah, man. You know, I heard the head of Nike stepped down. Sony Music. Yeah, man. Restaurants are closing. You know what I mean? Phone numbers are changing. You know what I mean? Lights are off. Patio lights are off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Just all you hear is crickets. It's all crickets out there right now. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, yeah.
Ooh, tell, you know, and I mean, 2024, man, like, it's really been a cleansing for the hip-hop industry. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's been a cleansing. You know, a lot of truth is coming out. And,
yeah, I heard, man's had the whole NYPD on payroll, you know? Mayors are going down of huge cities, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, this is bigger than hip-hop. You know what I mean? Don't let those, you know what I mean, two words right there, you know, fool you or anything like that. This ain't about hip hop. I'll tell you that right now. You know what I mean? But it's taking an assault, right? And P. Diddy ain't the whole music industry. Come on now.
Absolutely.
You know
not.
What I'm saying?
Come absolutely on, not. Right? You know? And but like they say, you know, one domino falls, then, you know, the rest may fall as well. You know? So we're gonna see what happens. I mean, the man's got at least 13 sexual assault lawsuits going on right now. He's getting charged with racketeering. You know, how many bricks of cocaine they found him with. All of the Molly, the GHB, you know. It's
sounds like a party.
I mean, you know
what's funny though? Sorry to interrupt, right? It's just, you know, when things just don't make sense, right? If you're so thug and you're the most wanted person on the planet, okay? You gonna keep all this in your house? Ain't he ever listened to Biggie's Ten Commandments?
Uh-huh.
You know, man.
Uh-huh.
Like, what's going on out here, man?
I don't care where you rest at. Never keep the... You know, I know.
You know, like, I mean, it's just not a little bit. You know what I mean? Not just a little bit.
It's not a little bit.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not a little
like,
bit.
It's just so wild, man. And his tunnels lead to Hugh Hefner's mansion. And,
oh, man.
I mean,
they was doing some ill shit.
I mean, I don't know what they're doing. I can't say because I wasn't there. 100%. But I'm just saying, you know, it's crazy out here, man. You know, don't wait up. Don't wait up. You know, I mean, we got a lot going on in the Middle East too. You know, it's crazy, man. Like the world's in a state of madness. You know what I'm saying, man?
And you know, the thing is that you know, we still got to strive to do the best that we can in our own communities. You know, and that's what we do here at One Order Radio. You know what I mean? We striving to build our community and create, you know, culture. You know what I'm saying? Because it's very important that, you know, the culture still lives on. That, you know, the pureness of hip hop and what it really stands for. You know, and what its mission is. You know what I mean? Which is to elevate, man. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely. You know, I mean, you know, everyone likes to dwell on, like, the negative, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Everyone loves to dwell on the negative. It's just society. You know what I'm saying? We won't put the two numbers right beside it. But you know what I mean? People who know what I'm saying, right? You know, it's just society. But the main thing here is for us to stick together. You know what I'm saying? It's about the art, you know? It's an art form, right? And, it's under attack, right? You know, it's under attack, and you know, it's kept a lot of young youth out of trouble. You know what
True
I'm saying?
Indeed.
It's made avenues for a lot of people, right? You know,
indeed.
Right? I mean, it's a great art form. I love it to death, right? And I'm gonna defend it, right?
True indeed. Well, with that being said,
what we got on the cooker today, Digi baby?
Let's run it.
Some music.
Let's get into it, baby.
Right. Yeah, let's run something.
Okay, man, we'll see you.
Coolin', man.
Chillin'. Yo, you know I had to call. You know why, right?
Why?
Because, yo, I never ever called and asked you to play something, right?
Yeah.
You know what I want to hear, right?
What you want to hear?
I want to hear that Wu-Tang joint.
Wu-Tang again?
Yeah, again and again.
Smoking Joe Frazier, the Hellraiser, raising hell with the flavor. Terrorize the jam like troops in Pakistan. Swinging through your town like your neighborhood Spider-Man. So all tick-tock and keep ticking. Well, I get you flipping off the shit I'm kicking. The Lone Ranger, co-ed, danger. Deep in the dark with the art to rip the charts apart. The vandal, too hot to handle your battle. You're saying goodbye like Devin Campbell. Roughneck, Inspector Dex on the set. The rebel, I make more noise than heavy metal. The way I make the crowd go wild. Sit back, relax, won't smile. Ray got it going on, pal. Call me the rap assassinator. Rhymes rugged and built like Schwarzenegger. And I'ma get mad deep like a threat. Blow up your project, then take all your assets. Cause I came to shake the frame in half with the thoughts that bomb shit like math. So if you wanna try to flip, yo, flip on the next man. Cause I grabbed the clip and hit you with 16 shots and more I got. Going to war with the melting pot.
It's the Method Man for short, Mr. Map. Move it on your left. And set it off, get it off, let it off like a gat. I wanna break food, cop me back. Small change, they putting shame in the game. I take game and blow the nigga out the frame. And like fame, my style will live forever. Niggas crossing over like they don't know no better. But I do, true, can I get a suit? Not respect due to the 1-6, ooh, I mean, oh. Yo, check out the flow like the Hudson or PCP. When I'm dusting, niggas off because I'm hot like sauce. The smoke from the lyrical blood make me
What grab my nut, get screwed.
Ow.
Here comes my Shaolin style. Truth be a baby, why you to my crew with the
Yeah. Come on, baby, come on. Baby, come on, baby, come on.
Yo, you best protect your neck.
First things first, man, you're with
the worst. I'll be sticking pins in your head like a nurse. I'll attack any nigga who's slack in his mat. Come fully packed with the fat bucket stack. Shame on you when you step through. Two, the old dirty bastard, straight from the Brooklyn Zoo. And I'll be damned if I let any man come to my center. You enter the winter, straight up and down that shit. Damn, you can't slam. Don't let me get fool on the man. The old dirty bastard is dirty and stinking. Ace on your nigga rolling with the knife of the creeps. Niggas be rolling with a stash. Ain't saying gas. Bite my style. I bite your motherfucker.
Yeah, loud. My style is wild. So book me. Not long is how long that this rhyme took me. Ejecting styles from my lethal weapon. My pen that rocks from here to Oregon. Here's Morgan. Catch it like a psycho flashback. I love gats. Rap was a gun. You wouldn't bust back. I come with all types of shapes and sounds. And where I lounge is my stomping grounds. I give an order to my peeps across the water to go and snatch up props all around the border and get far like a shooting star. Pursue our all is living the life of Pablo Escobar. Point blank as I kick the square biz. There it is, your fuck pros and it goes.
Yo, chill with the feedback block. We don't need that. It's 10 o'clock, ho. Where the fuck just see that? Feeling mad hostile. Ran out pasto. Throwing like Christ when I speaks the gospel. Stroll with the holy roll. Then attack the globe with the buckets. Style the ruckus. 10 times 10 men committing mass sin. Turn the other cheek and I'll break your f***ing chin. Slaying boom bangs like African drums.
LB.
Coming around the mountain when I come. Crazy flamboyant for the rap enjoyment. My clan increased like black unemployment. Yeah, another one there. Took a genius. Take us the f*** out of here.
The woo is too slamming for these coke killer labels. So ain't had hit since I seen Aunt Mabel. Be doing all the sin like Cain did Abel. Now they money's getting stuck to the gum under the table. That's what you get when you misuse what I invent. Your empire falls and you lose every cent. But trying to blow up a scrub. Now that thought is just as bright as a 20 watt light bulb. Should've pumped it when I rocked it. Niggas so stingy they got short arms and deep pockets. This goes on in some companies with majors that scared to death to pump these. First of all, who's your A&R? A mountain climber who plays an electric guitar. But he don't know the meaning of dope when he's looking for a suit and tie rap that's cleaner than a bar soap. And I'm the dirtiest thing in sight. Matter of fact, bring out the girls and let's have a mud fight.
The best to check your neck, the best to check your neck, the best to check your neck, the best to check your neck.
Sip the juice, I got enough to go around, and the thought takes place uptown. I grew up on a sidewalk while on street talk, and then taught to hawk New York. I go to Queens for Queens to get the food from Brooklyn. Make money in Manhattan and never been tooken. Go uptown to the Bronx and boogie down, get strong on the island, recoup and lay around. Time to build my juice back up, pop back up. Suckers get smacked up, don't doubt the clout. You know what I'm about, knocking niggas off, knocking niggas out. Shaking them up, waking them up, breaking them up, breaking them up. Standing on shaky ground, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the ledge. Corners trifling, cause shorty's here. I get cocked in, living 40s to beer. Here's a sip with the crew that's deceased. If I get revenge, then they rest in peace. Somebody got a tough, I just might spare one and give a brother a fair one. Stay alerted on fees, and I do work with these like Hercules. Switch to southpaw, split your right jaw, cause I don't like y'all, I'm hype when nightfall. Smooth, but I move like an army. Pull a group down, face brothers try to bomb me. Putting brothers to rest like Elliot Ness, cause I don't like stress. Streets ain't a place for innocent bystanders to stand. Nothing's gonna stop the plan. I'll chill like Pacino, kill like De Niro. Black Gambino, die like a hero. Living on shaky ground, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the ledge. Shells lay around on the battleground. Dead bodies are found throughout the town. Try to put shame in my game to make a name. I'ma put it on a bullet, put it in your brain. Rip the block like a buckshot. Who cares where it goes? Just keep the casket closed. No remorse when a life is lost. I paid my dues, paid the cost. And my pockets are still fat. Wherever I'm at, I get the wealth of Mac. Even if my crew is steep, but one deep, I attract attention. People like to be. So come say hi to the bad guy. Don't say goodbye, I don't plan to die. Cause I get loose, and I got troops and crazy juice. Ain't control of many, like I am Tony Khomeini. Hang out with Stephen West, don't try to play me. I'm at war a lot, I don't want to die. But no more in a shot, my gun is warm a lot. When I cook beef, the smoke will never clear. Areas in fear, but this here's the fear. Living life too close to the edge, hoping that I know the ledge.
accept the style and whisper my name. I push up like an exercise, check the intellect and inspect the thighs. Select the best one, pull it to the side, keep it occupied for the rest of the ride. Read up my resume, she know already cool. Just meet me after school, we can moan and groan until your moms come home. And you'll be calling me Al Doe Capone, sweat me. She didn't wanna let me loose, come get me. As if you wanna sip the juice, cause the streets are wavy. So I take my gun off safety. Cause a lot of niggas hate me coming out of the building. They set me up, sprayed with automatics, they wet me up. In a puddle of blood, I lay close to the edge. I guess I didn't know the ledge.
Yeah, word up, word the mother. Here comes G-Rap with another one, y'all. We gon' swing this like this.
I'm right in front of my front steps, thinking of a plan. Looking like Raggedy Ann or throwing hand, kicking a can. Thinking of a bank to pull some banking, because I'm dead and stinking. So's all my shoes winking, t-shirt is shrinking. Soon I see some thighs and my eyes open wide quick. Who's that with the chick? Bill Blast, my sidekick. What's up, Black? Give his hand a smack. Then up pulls a Cadillac, your baby will be back. Right on the side, not too many people sure us. Thinking about who gotta get robbed, because the mob got a job for us. They drove us down to the southern section of town, where the clowns dare be paying for protection. They want us to send a message to Jimmy the bartender, lend a friend of money next year, ripping off his car fenders. He's coming up short, cause he snort coke, dope, nope, and hope he don't get caught. He owes some Benjamin Franklin's every last bit of them, but Jimmy's pockets are empty, so now we gotta get rid of them. But Jimmy's wife is with him and they don't wanna involve her. Out the back seat, they gave me a revolver. Blast you, distract them, while I go and whack them. Enter through the back side of the bar and then attack them. He's screaming for his life, reaching for his wife. Shot him in the back of the head and jigged him with a knife. And that goes for anybody that gotta pay their dues. You lose, cause I got the ill street blues.
You lose,
cause I got the ill street blues.
You lose,
cause I got the ill street blues.
You lose,
cause I got the ill street blues.
You lose,
cause I got the ill street. Suckers are clobber. Town is full of cops and robbers. You're not promised tomorrow in this little shop of horrors. So I got to get with the business and hit quick. Money grips pockets looking thick, so I stick slick. Hold it right there, here's an ear, I know you got the loot. Or better yet, face down on the ground, empty your pockets too. Hit the deck, I got the check right on your neck. And I expect to make a bucks to heck with a travel's check. But if a Vic tries to joke me, I'll have to smoke him like I'm Smokey the Bear. So okie dokie, goodbye, a boy Von Yards, have a good journey. Don't even try begging for your life, that don't concern me. So to the next weasel that freezes, you're begging and you're pleasing. Only getting you closer to meeting Jesus. Yeah, I shake a schmuck just to make a buck. Then I break a duck, and if the duck gotta give up, then I don't give a fuck. Hyper as a sniper, piping niggas like a plumber. Cold ficking and sticking up the ones that run the numbers. Or even a bigger score, the lady in the liquor store. Go inside, they kicking the door. Pull her, then I'm sticking her for money or your life, honey. Hurry and choose, but you lose because I got the ill street blues.
You lose,
because I got the ill street blues.
You lose,
because I got the ill street blues.
You lose,
because I got the ill street blues.
You lose,
because I got the ill street blues. Extra, extra, read all about it in the papers. The boss tried to rape us, so we tossed him off the skyscraper. Because he wanted some other people to come and hit us, get us, but none of them did us. He must be trying to kill us, but that's dead. I'm fake, got in the red, crossed the red borders, cross nobody can short us. We fled down the headquarters, ready to put some work. We're not a lazy crew, I do my job or two, but yo, my man can't even stick me with some crazy glue. Ready to tour and even more because he's soaring. We took out all his lookouts out the front and kicked the door in. What's up, Slick? Why'd you violate? They called him a hot sauce. Yo, that's a pig that don't fly straight. Getting ready to jab him. I grabbed him by the necktie. Homie tried to get fly and swing. I gave him a deck die. You know the evil the men do. Tell us where the men go. We snatched him by his hands and feet and threw him out the window. Up, 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 in the way, cause I don't play clown. Buck, 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 take that with you on the way down. I'm hoping you got springs and wings on your shoes, but you lose, cause I got the ill street blues.
You lose,
cause I got the ill street blues.
You lose.
I got the ill street blues.
Peace.
Peace, peace.
Damn, man, we came out smoking. Smoke on the mic like Joe Frazier, the Hellraiser.
Yeah, when was the last time you heard that Cool G? Woohoo!
Yo, man, you know, so we had to kick it off with that. You know, I had to call, right? We had to hit you with that woo, that Protect Your Neck. You know what I mean? That joint came out in 1993. You know what I'm saying? And it was actually, you know, I was doing the knowledge earlier to that. You know, it came out towards Christmas time of 93, actually 92, but then got re-released as they got signed to Loud Records, right, in 93. So just a little bit of information around that joint. And then you had that Know the Ledge by Rakim off of the Juice album. You know, such a classic movie for the youngins that never seen the movie Juice with, you know, the man, the legend, Tupac Shakur, you know what I mean? I mean, that movie was a very, very graphic movie, you know, and his character, you know, the transformation of, you know, him wanting more for himself, you know what I mean? But getting caught up in being a savage in the pursuit of happiness. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was real believable in that, man. He played that role real well, right?
True indeed.
Bishop. Yeah.
Bishop, man. You know? Mm-hmm. Bishop, you know?
We know a bishop or two, I'm sure. He's surely out there, right?
Everybody know a bishop, for sure.
You know?
Everybody know a bishop, you know? And that's the thing, right? It's like... You know, it's that greed, man. You know what I mean? It's that greed, you know, that lust for, like, you know, you need to have it all. And if you ain't down with it, then you need to go, right? And I mean, there's definitely lessons within that movie, you know what I'm saying? But as you see in that movie, you know, he pushed his friends away, right? Because of his mindset, right? So, you know. But Juice is a classic. Definitely a classic. Definitely a Tupac classic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a must watch, especially if you, you know, you're talking about the culture and everything.
Absolutely, right? Absolutely. You know, you had Above the Rim too. Above the Rim was a great movie.
Yeah, it was.
You know what I mean? It was a real good movie, man. You had Bernie Mac in that joint. Yeah. You had Wood Harris in that joint, man. You know, Wood Harris, you know, he plays A Boogie and Paid in Full. You know, he's in a lot of movies, right?
Mm-hmm. Good actor.
Really good actor. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Wood Harris, man. And then we had that Ill Street Blues by my man Cool G Rap.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
Mr. Legend right there. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Change the Game. You know what I mean? For real, man. I don't know, man. The cadence when it comes to Cool G Rap is just, you know what I mean? It's unlike any other, right?
I mean, he really started to, yeah, he really changed the cadences, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, I spoke about this last week, you know, like, how Big Daddy Kane and Rakim, you know, and they started to really, you know, form, like, change the whole style of rhyming, you know, but Cool G Rap took it to the next level.
Mm.
You know what I mean? He took it to the next level.
On Machine Gun Rap, you know?
You know,
what
that Machine Gun, multi-syllable, and he made it real street, too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He made it real street, you know, and I see where, you know, brothers like Nas got their whole style from, you know what I mean? Like, he really, Cool G Rap, man, like, a legend, for real.
He's amazing, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, half man, half amazing, for sure, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the man, man, he's the man. There ain't nothing to be said, man. Enough said. You know?
Enough said.
Right? Hey, yo. So I'm on the internet, man. I see my man, K-Ski.
K-Ski, yo. Just got back from Spain, man.
Well, my man just dropped a new video, and I'm looking at the feature right now in front of me. So you featured on that right there, Hard Body.
True indeed, man. Ultra Magnetic just dropped, you know what I mean? Definitely a dope. It's dope visual. You know, it's a real dope visual.
I really liked it, man. I gotta say, I really liked it. It's very colorful. You know, the locations you guys picked. You know, whoever shot it. You know what I mean? Very creative, man. Very creative.
And that's the thing, man. It takes a few different minds to make something come into existence. You know, and we strive to showcase. For those who don't know what Hogan's Alley is, You know, Hogan's Alley was, you know, one of the most notorious black neighborhoods in Vancouver before they built that viaduct. Because that's what happens in black neighborhoods all throughout Canada and America. They always build the viaducts to divide people. But, you know, Hogan's Alley has a lot of history there, you know. And here's something that y'all may have not known, but BC was actually discovered by my man James Douglas, who was a black man. I just gotta let y'all know, you know what I mean? Because, look, man, like, and you can do the knowledge to that, right?
We can run this one.
That was so long ago. Oh, but guess what? It doesn't matter because, you know, wherever it is, we was already there.
Every nation got to take their claim to fame, right?
Yo,
you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just what
the
it is.
Fathers and mothers of civilization, man. I think people need to know these things, right? You know, because, look, man, you know, it's important, right? It's important. It's important.
Well, what also is important is we had a holiday a couple days ago here, and on a very serious matter, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And the indigenous. Would you like to discuss a little bit about that? Or?
Of course, man. Let's talk about it.
Well,
we want to talk about, right?
No, I just want to, you know what I'm saying, give a shout out.
Acknowledge.
You know what I'm saying?
Acknowledge.
That's all. That's all I want to do here.
Let's keep acknowledging a lot more things, too, you know?
A lot of atrocities went down here, you know?
Many atrocities for many people.
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Many people.
And I just want to say, man, to my whole indigenous nation out there, you know what I'm saying? Y'all keep your head up. You know what I'm saying? Y'all keep your head up and, you know, truth will always be come to light, right?
Yeah, the Truth and Reconciliation Day.
That's it. Truth and Reconciliation.
And the thing is that it's you know, and I'm hard body's hard body, so I'm gonna just say it. It's sad that, you know, our people, they go through these atrocities and they get one day. You know what I'm saying? Like, as if that's enough. You know what I mean? No, I'm gonna speak on it because it's like one day ain't enough.
Well, we can
for hundreds of years and hours, minutes, seconds of like these atrocities and these traumas that, you know, get passed down through the genetics. Now we're talking about epigenetics. You know what I'm saying? Like, there has been many you know, case studies of this, you know, epigenetic trauma that happens, and they usually do this. They have done it with humans, but they also do it with, you know, lab rats and stuff like that, right? But, you know, the fact is that, you know, our DNA carries memory. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, for trauma, you know, trauma is not just something that, for example, you may be walking down the street and all of a sudden you just get this you in fight or flight mode and there's nothing around you that is causing that to happen. You see what I'm saying?
I hear you.
That's something that is happening within your DNA. That's that epigenetic, that's the genetical trauma, the ancestral trauma, right? So it's like, you know, it's cool, you know what I mean? The government is, you know, whatever, right? But you know, one day ain't enough. You know what I mean?
Well, we know this, but I mean, you can look at it in that aspect. You can also look at it as it's a start, right? And it's a start to bring awareness. You know what I mean?
It starts taking a long time, my man. We need to just be talking about,
you know,
everything.
Saying? Like,
you know?
I mean, it's cool, but like, you know, come on now, man.
Let me give you a little story like this, okay? I met somebody from Europe, you know what I'm saying, last week, okay? They didn't even know about this, okay, till they got here. They're in shock, okay? Because their government, okay, only teaches them about the glory days, okay?
Of course, that's exactly
right?
What it has been like.
And doesn't teach them about what their government has done to the rest of the world.
That's what Rockefeller,
okay?
That's what Rockefeller,
right?
Did to the black communities in America.
So when I say, you know what I'm saying, there's a lot of people who don't know. So yeah, you gotta start somewhere. You know what I mean? And I understand what y'all saying because I'm fully there too. But I mean, you gotta start somewhere, man. Right? And, you know, it can't be forgotten, right? Let's hope people didn't die in vain, right?
It can't be forgotten, right? Because these, you know, like, where we live has been built off the back.